الأكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر
الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
الله
أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كبيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. On behalf of ISOC Shura, board, staff, and volunteers, I want to say Eid Mubarak to all of you. May Allah give you a blessed day, inshallah. Thank you for coming to the early prayer. I hope you had a good experience parking. We have some donuts and some other things on your way out. We do have a second prayer coming up, so I would appreciate after the salah and the khutbah, then inshallah we will make our way out. We need to clear the campus before the second prayer comes in, so I would appreciate everybody's help on that. I would also appreciate everybody keeping their mask on, just to keep everybody safe and to look out for each other and each other's family. Jazakumullah khair, Eid Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'll explain the Eid prayer really quickly and then inshallah we will start. The Eid prayer consists of 8 takbirat in the first rak'ah before Surah Fatiha, and then we will have 6 takbirat in the second rak'ah before Surah Fatiha, inshallah. Aqimu salah, stand up for your prayer. Make your line straight, focus in your salah, close up the gaps. Allahu Akbar. 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 Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن، خلق الإنسان علمه البيان، الشمس والقمر بحسبان، والنجم والشجر يسجدان، والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان، ألا تطغوا في الميزان، وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان، والأرض وضعها للأنام، فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام، والحب ذو العصف والريحان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ الله أكبر. سبحان الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا والحمد كثيرا تبارك. الله أكبر. سبحان الله أكبر. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار، وخلق الجان من مارج من نار، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ رب المشرقين ورب المغربين، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ مرج البحرين يلتقيان، بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ الله أكبر. سبحان سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا والحمد كثيرا تبارك فيه. الله أكبر. الله Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يحده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given us this beautiful day of Eid. Alhamdulillah, this beautiful day commemorating the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that we're able to gather, alhamdulillah, from last Eid. We're a little bit closer than last time, alhamdulillah. We're making progress here. So alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this beautiful day. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that inna a'damul ayami inda Allahi tabaraka wa ta'ala yawmul nahar thumul yawmul qar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith in Abi Dawood that the best, the most greatest of the days in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the day of the slaughtering, the day that people sacrifice animals. That is the Eid day today. And then the days that come after it, the 11th, 12th, and 13th of Dhul Hijjah, these are the best days, if you will, that in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned that in these days of Mina, in Ayam al-Mina, Yawmul Aql wa Sharb, that the days are these days of Eid, today and the next 3 days, if you will. This is what we call the big Eid, if you will, Eid al-Kabir. It's more like a four-day, you know, celebration, if you will, all the way up until Friday. As the Prophet said, these are the days of feasting, of eating and drinking. And believe us, as Muslims, we have no problem with eating and drinking, alhamdulillah. That these are the days that we celebrate with our family. And also, these are the days that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very much. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Surah Baqarah, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember Allah in the appointed days. This day of Eid and the next 3 days to come up until Friday is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. And it said, it is a sunnah that after every fard or obligatory prayer, whether you're praying by yourself or in a group, is to do the takbirat as you were just doing right now, even though just to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And we know this day many people are doing the qurbani, from the word qarib in Arabic, to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that are sacrificing the animal and slaughtering it, alhamdulillah, to feed their family and to give out this meat to those who are in need. What a beautiful act, all across the globe, if you will. And this is a beautiful practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that goes back to Ibrahim alayhi salam, as we know very well. And we encourage all of you, if you not have done that already, or maybe paid an online charitable organization to do that for you. To please do that, inshallah. This is a great act that is very rewarding. And you could do that all the way up until Friday, inshallah ta'ala. These are the days of the slaughtering of the animals. And so I'll be reminded how great these days are. And as we mentioned, this acts that we are doing, that we already alluded to, that we are keeping up the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, what an individual. That's mentioned in the Quran in very much many places. As people right now are in Mecca, maybe not in the numbers that they used to be because of the whole COVID situation, but they are performing rituals that Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family took a part in, that established for us to do, in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the correct way. And when we look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we see a life of lots of trials and tests, and also a life of perseverance and reward. We look at Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was in his town, in his city, as a young individual. He was the only one that was calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else supported him in his town. You could say he was the only Muslim in his town. But he was proud Muslim. He was very proud to be Muslim. He was very proud to call people to Islam. He didn't shy away from it at all. Actually, he wanted everyone to know the message, right? He wanted to get that word out. And this is a great lesson for us, my dear brothers and sisters, as we are in Garden Grove, Fountain Valley, Anaheim, wherever you may be, that you are proud, alhamdulillah, to be called Muhammad, Ahmed, to be part of the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You will not want to hide a certain beautiful gift like this. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam did not want to hide it, but he wanted to tell everyone about it. So inshallah, till we keep up that legacy of being proud of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the correct way, and being proud to tell others, your co-workers, your friends, your friends at school, your neighbors, that hum a beautiful deen of this religion, and we're something that we are proud of. Also, when we look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, as I mentioned, his life is full of sacrifice, that he wanted a child very much, and he was in his elder stage of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with Ismail. Finally, so long that he's been waiting, he's finally got this beautiful son, right? And he is so jubilant. He's elated by this great news. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to sacrifice this son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't want him to sacrifice it in reality, but just to see, would he give up the love for his son? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Would he fall away would he follow the command of his Lord? We all know that, alhamdulillah, he passed that test. He was also tested with his family to leave him in a barren desert, right, in the lands of Mecca. To leave him there when no other tribe, no other people were there. It didn't make any sense that I'm going to leave my wife and this newborn child I've been waiting for and leave him in the desert and just walk away. Logically, there's no science. It doesn't make any sense to do so. But we look and see what happens now. How many million people are visiting that area now because of the efforts that he put in? But did he know that was going to happen, my dear brothers and sisters? Was he able to see the millions of people that have been making Hajj for so many years? He didn't. And you will see a lot of times in your life, my dear brothers and sisters, trials will come, tests would come, a pandemic might come and last for over almost close to 2 years. And you might understand, why is this for? What is the benefit of this? Why am I going through this struggle? Why did I lose my job? Why do I have health issues for? Right? I'm the one that comes and prays. I make dua to my Lord. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master planner. That just like Ibrahim alayhi salam, he trusted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't know what was going to come. Right? Leaving my family in a desert didn't make much sense, if you will. But he never questioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just had firm belief, and my Lord has a plan, I believe in him, and I'm going to stick with it. And that is a great lesson for us. We're in times that sometimes it doesn't make sense what's going on, that we can't necessarily figure out what's happening, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's with our brothers and sisters in Palestine, whether it's what's going on in Afghanistan, whether it's going on, whatever it may be. But believe me, you stick with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the victory is guaranteed, my dear brothers and sisters. The reward is 100% guaranteed, my dear brothers and sisters, as Ibrahim alayhi salam, even thousands of years later on, As he passed away, we're still talking about him in 2021 because of his dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us follow us in the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salam and have that trust in our Lord like he did. أَقُولِ قَوْلَ هَذَا أَسْتَقِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَقْفُرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My last lesson that I would like to leave, or one last reminder I should say, I would like to leave for all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, is that Ibrahim alayhi salam, part of his legacy of sacrifice and trials was also the love for his family, that he loved his children very much, that he will make dua for his descendants that he never seen before. But he will make a dua, as mentioned in the Quran, for the descendants that will come into Mecca and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to have a prophet that will lead him, even though he will never meet these descendants, even though he'll never see the fruits of what Mecca would turn out to be as we see it today. But he loved his family very much. And this day, the day of Eid, my dear brothers and sisters, it behooves me to make sure that we have a reminder of how important our family is. Did you see how interesting COVID was? When we were told to stay away from everybody, when you go outside 6 feet, wear a mask in front of other people. But there was one group of people that you're allowed not to wear a mask with, that you could hug and you could shake hands with them all day long. And who was that group of people? Your own family in your household. Those were the ones who were a special group of people that got the exception. That you didn't have to worry about hand sanitizer after you hugging your wife or your children or your mom or your dad and those who are living in your house. Those are the people you can sit as close as you want to. You can hug and you can eat together, no problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a way that you are at home with these group of individuals to strengthen those relationships. Of course, being with your family sometimes too for very long periods could bring up other issues. But nonetheless, that's another test for us in terms of patience, in terms of being together, that you have the strong family bonds. And especially this day of Eid is a day that we celebrate with our families, that we forgive and we are with our families, and that we love each other. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the Hadith Qudsi, where he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ana ar-Rahman wa khalaqtu ar-Rahim, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he is Rahman. He is the one that has the most amount of mercy ever. And from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have created ar-Rahim, family relations. And the Prophet, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this Hadith Qudsi that whoever keeps the relationship, kinship, I will keep a relationship with them. And whoever cuts and ties relationships with their family, this rahm, this family kinship, I will cut ties with them. And here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the family relations rahim. From the word rahman, we're in Masjid Rahman, aren't we? That the word for family relations is derived from the word mercy. My dear brothers and sisters, family is not necessarily based on strictness. You need to have limits and discipline in your house, believe me, or the house will go chaotic. But families are based on rahmah, on mercy. And if you have children, you know that, right? And now when they get older, they're still your children. And the children, those are still your parents. And the family relations are built on rahmah, that we show rahmah to our families. And my plea to all the brothers and sisters in the crowd, and inshallah, nobody's in this situation, but if there's any family members that you have blood relations with, you have family ties to, that you're not on the greatest terms with, if you will. You're not on the best relationships with, if you will. Because what happened back in 1993, what happened back in 2004, what happened last week when this person didn't call you or didn't return back your call, whatever that may be. And believe me, people do some really interesting things to others. I plead to you today to show rahmah to those family members, to take any rancor that you have on your heart, take it out, and as you're walking out and from the masjid, place it in the nearest trash can and say, Allah, take this out of my heart. I do not want this. This brings me too much anxiety, bring too much discomfort. I have to worry if this person's here today, is going to be in that gathering. I don't want to see them. Oh my gosh. Take that out, my dear brothers and sisters, right? That's something that's not going to benefit you much in this world, right? But it'll cause worry and anxiety and hardship. Is to show the rahmah for your family members today, my dear brothers and sisters. Whether you call them, whether you send a text message to them, where you put a post on Facebook, whatever it is that you tell me, tell them today, Assalamu alaikum, Eid Mubarak. Even if you have not done that in many years. You find out and you say that to them, inshallah ta'ala, that this is the day when the families come, and alhamdulillah, we have mercy between each other. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put rahmah in our family's relations, ya kareem, ya rabbil alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who forgive, so you forgive us on yawm al-qiyamah, ya kareem, ya rabbil alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to forgive us on this beautiful day of Eid, and to bless us, ya rahman, ya kareem, ya rahman. Rabbana la tu'akhidna inna sina aw akhtana. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفرنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين على منصور مجاهدين ومستضعفين في كل مكان يا كريم يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وآفنا واعف عنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Eid Mubarak to all you. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.